live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a woman who was seriously injured in a collision in Raphoe last week has died. Gardaí have renewed an appeal for witnesses. The Agriculture Minister says crop growing plans are tough but doable. Charlie McConnell will meet with farmers tomorrow to ask them to grow more crops. However, dairy farmers say any such request must be voluntary. The Health Minister says he's expecting new advice soon on a fourth COVID vaccine for people at higher risk. There are hopes that a new immunity can be created in Carndonagh, and the government may need to consider additional measures to offer relief to households facing high energy costs. That's according to the Consumers Association. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation that a woman who was seriously injured in a collision in Raphoe last week has died. She's been named locally as Teresa Hepburn, née Peoples. Gardaí are continuing to appeal to witnesses to come forward. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
At approximately 2:30 on Wednesday afternoon last, two vehicles collided on Guesthouse End Road in Raphoe. As a result of the collision, one vehicle lost control and collided with a pedestrian. The female pedestrian, aged in her 50s, was seriously injured and taken to Letterkenny University Hospital. She was later transferred to Talla University Hospital, where she passed away this morning. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the collision to contact them. Anyone who was on Guesthouse End Road on the afternoon of Wednesday the 2nd of March at around 2:30 is being urged to contact investigating Gardaí. Similarly, any road users who were travelling in the area and who may have camera including dash cam footage is asked to make this available to Gardaí. Anyone with information should contact Letterkenny Gardaí Station.
Russia says it's holding a temporary ceasefire and opening humanitarian corridors in major Ukrainian cities. But Ukraine's president is calling the process immoral, with evacuation routes taking families out of Ukraine and into Russia and Belarus. It's understood a third round of peace talks with Moscow is underway in Belarus today. The UN says more than 400 civilians have been killed since the invasion began, including 27 children. The Agriculture Minister says plans to grow more grain crops in this country are tough but doable. Minister Charlie McConnell is set to meet with farm organisations tomorrow. He'll ask farmers to plant more grains. The invasion of Ukraine has sparked fears about food security in Europe. Both Ukraine and Russia are major exporters of wheat. Minister McConnell is setting up an emergency response team within his department to assist in responding to what he says is an evolving situation. He says he has full confidence in farmers' ability to respond to whatever challenges lie ahead.
Obviously, if there's likely to be supply chain disruption, we need to take the steps we can to produce more grain domestically. And there is a real capacity to do that. We're at the start of the spring growing season, so there's a number of weeks ahead of us where it's possible to take steps to plant more. And that's something that I've been engaging with the farm organisations in terms of how we can respond to that and produce a national effort. I think it will be very doable. Obviously, it's going to take a lot of work, there's no one better than farmers to respond to a challenge like this. And obviously, each farm across the country will know that come next autumn winter, there will be a grain requirement for feeding our livestock. So farmers themselves will want to ensure we're taking steps to ensure that there's a consistent supply and sufficient supply next autumn winter. We are coming out of the winter season where grain demand would be higher when animals are housed. So we're thankfully in the next few weeks coming into the grass growing season, which is a plus. Also from an energy point of view, obviously it's a plus as well that this is March and not October, and that demand will be reducing over the next number of months.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnell. Well, dairy farmers in particular say any government scheme asking them to switch to crops must be voluntary. The ICMSA president, Pat McCormack, says a compulsory scheme simply wouldn't work.
No, I think it has to be a voluntary scheme and it has to be incentivised, and because it's just not going to suit some people, it's not going to suit some farming systems, but there are systems out there that it can suit and they can embrace it, and I think they'll have to be encouraged to embrace it.
7,143 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported today, with 2,383 positive PCR tests, while yesterday 4,760 people registered positive antigen tests through the HSE portal. As of 8 o'clock this morning, there were 808 COVID-19 patients in hospitals across the country, 47 of them in intensive care. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 62 infected patients at the hospital, none of them in ICU. Meanwhile, 2,053 new cases of COVID were reported in Northern Ireland this afternoon, with two additional deaths. The Health Minister says he's expecting new advice shortly on a fourth COVID vaccine for people at higher risk. NIAC is also considering if everyone will need another booster in the autumn. Minister Stephen Donnelly says the country is now through the Omicron wave, but he says some hospitals remain under pressure from COVID and another booster campaign may be needed.
NIAC are looking at this at the moment. I think it's entirely possible that NIAC will come back and say that for all of us there would be an annual vaccine, so you might get your flu vaccine and your COVID vaccine at the same time. I'm expecting a view from NIAC shortly on a fourth vaccine for those who are more vulnerable.
There are plans for a major new amenity in the Carndonagh area. The Barrack Hill Town Park Steering Committee is seeking funding for a wildlife pond and wetlands area with a 5 kilometre off-road walk and cycleway loop. A fundraising campaign is already underway locally, with plans to apply for substantial funding via the Leader Programme. Committee Chairperson Carmel Doherty told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that the proposal could boost the whole of the economy of the Carndonagh area.
Apart from all the other benefits, it would be an eco-tourist attraction as well. And we have big visions. We would like to set up a biodiversity centre in Carndonagh where all the local schools could come and do their school projects there as well.
Yeah.
So it has massive beneficial, multiple beneficial impacts for our community if we just can get to this final 6,000.
A man's been arrested in connection with a number of alleged attacks near Sligo town earlier this year. The assaults are alleged to have happened on January 22nd. The man, who's aged in his late teens, was detained this morning. 12 historic buildings in Donegal are to share €96,000 in funding under the Built Heritage Investment Scheme. The funding will be administered by the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. It'll be used for essential repairs on roofs, walls and chimneys, as well as replacement of windows and other essential work. The full list of projects is available on our website, highlandradio.com. The government may need to consider additional measures to offer relief to households facing high energy costs. That's according to the Consumers Association. It comes after the €200 energy credit was signed into law. It's expected it will be added to bills next month. However, the St Vincent de Paul Society has revealed in the first 2 months of this year there was a 30% increase in calls for its services compared to the same period in 2021. Dermot Jewell from the Consumers Association says the situation as it stands is volatile.
A bill credit in some shape or form could be considered and potentially needs to be considered as a further interim measure, particularly for a group of people who will be struggling. And we're talking here about those, as we say, on low income and those who are already in arrears perhaps.
There are calls for the HAP scheme to be extended so more MICA families can access it. HAP is a form of social housing support provided by Donegal County Council, where it makes a monthly payment to a landlord. However, it's mean tested, resulting in many families not being able to qualify for the scheme. That's despite many paying for a mortgage on a crumbling home and having to rent somewhere else as a result. Councillor Martin McDermott says the council could play a major role in building a case for those affected by MICA.
Given the circumstances here in the show, given the circumstances with MICA and the fact that people need to move out of these houses, that there needs to be a change to the HAP, particularly here in Donegal. And I think that can be done by the department to alleviate the housing crisis that we're in and alleviate these people that have to live in dangerous houses, that they could avail of that HAP and that their income thresholds could be changed, and that the fact that they're paying mortgages will be taken into consideration, because at the moment the mortgage that they pay is not taken into consideration, and we can't and expect someone that's paying a mortgage to pay to private rent on top of that. It's just undoable. It's unaffordable. And I know the Chief Executive, John McLaughlin, at our meeting did say that he was now going to have a discussion with the Department of Housing to see if there's a way that Donegal County Council can facilitate that to happen for people here in the county.
Because while it is an issue primarily for the Department of Housing, the council can play a key role in building that case.
Absolutely. The council can play a massive role here, and as the chief executive and the director of housing, you know, with their meetings with the department, the senior department officials, with the ministers, that they can push that case very, very hard for the people here in Donegal. And to be fair, the chief executive gave that commitment to the members of the Nishoan MD on Tuesday that he would do that.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Concerns been expressed at a recent spate of car thefts in Donegal, with fears it could lead to more serious violence. An Eastern European gang is believed to be behind a recent spate of thefts in the county, with Gardaí investigating the possibility that this gang was responsible for a break-in at Letterkenny Garage last month, in which a number of vehicles were taken. One theory is that the gang involved may be breaking down the vehicles and selling the parts, with Gardaí said to be making significant inroads in their investigations. Councillor Michael McBride says it's a worrying trend that could escalate into something more sinister.
Those are the situations, you know, you're a bit worried about, because, you know, somebody could wake up or somebody could be there, and you just worry about how dangerous it is, you know, if these people are confronted. Obviously, they're kind of ruthless criminals that have no respect for people or property, and I think we need to get a handle on it, and I think it's important just that there's a kind of a an urgency put on it to try and get to the bottom of where these gangs are travelling from and try to nip it in the bud.
Gardaí in Buncrana have reiterated an appeal for information about a burglary that happened at a business premises at Drummond Corps between Friday, February 25th and Monday, February 28th. It's believed entry was gained via a rear door. A number of items were taken, including two boring steel rods, a Milwaukee angle grinder, a Milwaukee battery and a Milwaukee radio. Gardaí are urging any residents in the area to contact them if they observed any suspicious activity over that particular weekend. They're also asking people to come forward if they come across any of those stolen items for sale.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and former Republic of Ireland international Frank O'Farrell has died. At 94, the Corkman was the oldest living former West Ham player. Before Brendan Rodgers, O'Farrell was the last Irishman to lead a team to the FA Cup final with Leicester in 1969. Matt Busby selected him as successor at Manchester United, but he lasted only 18 months at Old Trafford. He would go on to manage Iran and is the only Irish manager to have won international trophies, leading them to the Asian Cup and Asian Games titles. On the pitch, Everton are looking nervously over their shoulders ahead of tonight's Premier League trip to Tottenham. Frank Lampard's side sit just one place above the relegation zone, but do have games in hand on those around them. Spurs' own form has been erratic of late, but Lampard knows tonight will be tough.
I don't know if it's so much unpredictable. I think it's that Spurs and Antonio Conte have a very certain style, and it's been so successful in Antonio's years. You have to respect that. It's a really successful style, and there will always be things in football that are unpredictable in any moment, so we just have to respect their style, the way they play, and then the quality of individuals amongst that.
A meeting with Liverpool awaits the winners of tonight's outstanding FA Cup fifth round tie. Nottingham Forest take on fellow championship side Huddersfield with kick-off at the City Ground at 7:30. In local schools football, FAI Schools Junior B Girls National Cup semi-final for under 17 small schools today. Colastia Allie were defeated by St Paul's Secondary School Auchterard in Galway by 2-0. In Gaelic games, referee Sean Herson will be in charge of next Sunday's Donegal-Monaghan Alliance League Division 1 clash. The Tyrone official, who recently refereed the All-Ireland Club final at Croke Park, will have a shorter trip this time around for the much-anticipated clash in Ballybuffet of two sides who are looking to firm up their divisional status. After four games, Donegal are tied third on 5 points with Armagh, 2 points off the leading duo of Kerry and Mayo, while Monaghan, who have 2 points, sit second bottom, need points in the closing rounds to avoid the drop. Donegal against Monaghan will be live on Highland Radio Sport from 1:45 this Sunday. Well, coming up on this evening's DL debate, it's another busy programme. Oisin Kelly has more.
Yeah, Kenny, it's going to be another busy show tonight on the DL debate. Brendan Devaney was a guest at the North London Shamrocks dinner dance over the weekend, where he spoke to the Donegal contingent involved in the club, coaches Michael Boyle and Peter Wotherow, plus Shamrocks and current London players Nathan McIlwain, Enda McCormick and Conor McGonigal. We'll also hear from the president of the LGFA, Micheál Nochtain, on the motion of integration with the GAA and Camogie associations. LYT ladies manager Kitty Hearn ahead of the All-Ireland Moynihan Cup final. There's also Donegal ladies manager Maxie Curran and Donegal hurling boss Mickey McCann. So it's an all-action DL debate tonight, Kenny. It starts, as usual, after the 7 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. Well, the launch of the 25th Northwest 10K charity run and walk will take place in the Mount Errigal Hotel tonight at 7 o'clock. Announcements in relation to the event, which has raised nearly €834,000 for 36 charities in the past 24 years, will be made during the launch. A souvenir 25th commemorative booklet will also be formally unveiled at the launch. The 25th Northwest 10K takes place this evening, as I say, at the Northwest 10K takes place on Monday the 2nd of May in Letterkenny at 11 a.m. Here is County Clare man Seamus Power, who has the distinction of winning the last Rockhill 10K in 1996 and the first Northwest 10K in 1997.
I saw success the year before. I felt I had to go back, you know, and I was a little disappointed at the course had changed, but then when the race was run, it was a great race and I was delighted. You know, I didn't run as fast that year, probably didn't feel as good, but I was still happy with my performance. So I think I ran 29-22 that particular night.
Seamus Power there speaking with Rachel McLaughlin. In rugby, Andrew Porter will miss out for the rest of Leinster's season. They've confirmed the prop will be out for up to 8 weeks with an ankle injury. Porter's Leinster teammate Jordan Larimer has seen his Six Nations campaign ended by a hip injury. Munster's uncapped Jeremy Lockman has been drafted into the Ireland squad as Porter's replacement, while Ian Henderson, he's back in contention for the England game. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau has withdrawn from the Players' Championship due to injury. The world number 9's suffering from a wrist problem and will not play in the PGA Tour event, which begins this Thursday. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are all set to take to the course at Sawgrass this week. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Shane Warne's family have called his death a tragedy we will never come to terms with. An autopsy on the 52-year-old Australian found that the man who revived leg spin bowling died of natural causes. He was found unresponsive in his Thai villa on Friday. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison led tributes to one of the country's greatest characters and announced that Warne would receive a full state funeral. That's your sports. Back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A local councillor says, well, it's to be welcomed that Gardaí have increased speed patrols in the vicinity of Maharabeg National School. Changed driver behaviour is the only way to guarantee safety. After concerns were raised at a previous joint policing committee meeting, Gardaí have been conducting more speed checks near the school on the main road between Letterkenny and Derry, with Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn stating that they have acted as a deterrent. Local councillor Paul Canning says, driver behaviour is key, but it is important to have a Gardaí presence in that area.
There was a lot of traffic safety measures that had to be solved, you know. So the actual patrol car is scouting about on that national road. And people need to be aware, as much as there's a patrol car that's marked, there's also cars that are unmarked, which are helping to curb the speed on that national primary road.
And undoubtedly, the presence of a patrol car there would deter other types of crime from happening too, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, we have had a spate of burglaries there from Bridgend right up to Lufford. Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt at this time, but she has also given a commitment that she's going to solve those burglaries, because there is a definite line of inquiry going on there.
And Donegal County Council needs to do more to promote Greenan of Allia, with officials being told there is a lack of signage and information at the tourist attraction, which is located in Burt in South Inishowen. It's been 5 years since the OPW agreed to a conservation management plan for the site to be carried out. Little progress has been made to date. Cathaoirleach look of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, wants a renewed focus on the site, saying its potential hasn't been realised.
I just don't think there's enough information. I've always asked that we'd have just smaller notice boards there to advise people of the history, or even say a signage with a photograph of the view which you're looking at, and inform people of what they're looking at, be it Scalp, be it Inch Island, the Blue Stack Mountains, just to tell them what they're looking at, and encourage visitors to go and see more of County Donegal. And I would say that it's been 5 years now since we pulled together all local stakeholders and we met with the OPW. We agreed to do the conservation management plan, but as of yet the OPW have not met with Donegal County Council.
And looking at the weather forecast for this evening, it will become windy tonight, cold and dry with clear spells for a time, cloud increasing from the south. That'll bring some isolated patches of light rain before morning. Lows of 0 to 3 degrees Celsius with a touch of frost in places. Southeast winds increasing strong and gusty with near gale force or gale force winds developing near coasts. Tomorrow windy with isolated outbreaks of rain at first. A band of rain, locally heavy, will spread from the southwest in the late morning into the early afternoon. A clearance with sunny spells and scattered squally showers will develop before evening. Some of those showers turning thundery with hail in highs of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. Strong locally near gale force and gusty southeast winds will reach gale force at times on coasts tomorrow before veering south to southwest in the clearance and easing somewhat. And there will be a yellow wind warning in place in Donegal tomorrow evening. Met Aaron have told us so. A yellow wind warning will be in place in Donegal for tomorrow. Main stories in brief. A woman who was seriously injured in a collision in Rafoe last week has died. The pedestrian has been named locally as Teresa Hepburn, née Peoples. Gardaí are renewing an appeal for witnesses to the incident to come forward. Russia says it's holding a temporary ceasefire and opening humanitarian corridors in major Ukrainian cities, but Ukraine's president called the process immoral, saying evacuation routes are taking families into Russia and Belarus. The agriculture minister is urging farmers to consider growing more grain. Ukraine and Russia are both major grain exporters. There are now fears for food security in Europe, with supplies of grain set to be cut off from those two countries. And 7,143 new cases of COVID-19 reported today, 2,383 of them positive PCR tests. Headlines again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 7th of March. The death has taken place of Annie Kerr, 16, Dr. McGinley Road, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, going to Trinity Presbyterian Church for funeral service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in New Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member, or Jim Midlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of John Victor Kilpatrick, Maharanapan convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from tomorrow, with house private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral from there at 1:15 on Thursday afternoon for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Church convoy, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Cree Heart and Stroke Charity Galway and St Ninian's Parish Church Funds, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Peter Ward, late of 9, Castle Murray, Strabane. His remains will repose at his daughter Aileen Mullins home at 21 Church View, Strabane, from 7:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live at melmountparish.com. The death has occurred of Bridget Doherty, formerly of Rosemount Kilmacrennan. Removal from Letterkenny Funeral Home this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her daughter Gerdine Flood's home at Carnesall, Termon. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Kay Deveny, Dewish, Newton Cunningham. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Funeral on Wednesday at 2 o'clock in All Saints Parish Church, Newton Cunningham, with burial afterwards in the family plot. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Michael Duddy, Madhava, Letchamacha Ward. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Bridget's Church, Letchamacha Ward, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Vincent McLaughlin, Drumaville, Lakemi. Vincent's remains are reposing at his home. House private pleas to family and close friends. Vincent's funeral mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Bochan Culdaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on culdaffparish.com. The death has taken place of Isabel Moore, née Beattie, 14, Ardcullum Kill, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. House private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. Funeral service in the family home on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by interment to Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Conwell Parish Church, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Willie Doherty, Ballybow Convoy, formerly of Glen McQuinn. Willie's remains will repose at his son Liam's residence at Ballybow Convoy from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery convoy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer Association, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Breed Bradley, née McGee, 25, Glebe Hollow, Stranorner, formerly of Mean Lara, Gortahork. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock for Requiem Mass at 2:30 in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live on St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page. The house is private pleas to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Rachel Brennan, née Laverty, 15, Dublin Road, Strabane, and formerly of Ballindraith. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private to family and friends only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary McNamee, Drumminy, Letterkenny. Mary's remains are reposing at her niece Kathleen and Joe Crawford's residence at Carrick-na-Manna, Killigordon, with house private to family only, please. Funeral from there tomorrow at 9:30, travelling via Mary's home at Drumminy, Letterkenny, at approximately 10:15, and going on to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny, with family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer Association, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joseph Campbell, Drumlay, Glenealy. His remains are reposing at his sister Mary McCarran's residence at Drumlay, Glenealy. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan Culdaff, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Anne Deveny, Ard Crone, Key Road, Dunlow. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. House private to family, close friends and neighbours only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Madlin, funeral director. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Charlie McGeever, formerly of Ballybow's Falcarra. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Glasgow. Removal from there to the Church of Christ the King, Carmonnock Road, tomorrow evening at 7:30, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 10, with burial afterwards in Lynn Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on ctkg.org. Inquiries to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors, Glasgow. And the death has occurred of Dymphna Woodford, née Kelly, Milltown Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her brother Eunan Kelly's home at Milltown Convoy. Funeral from there tomorrow at 20 to 11 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church Convoy, with interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.